Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are T.D. Jakes, author of Instinct for Graduates, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and Face Your Unlimited Future. Jemitra Hennington, author of Lord, Help Me to Love Me, and Ronnie Weller, author of Race Again, The Power of Faith and Family. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is T.D. Jakes, author of Instinct for Graduates, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and Face Your Unlimited Future. Here's a little information about T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes is the number one New York Times best-selling author of more than 25 books. His ministry television program, The Potter's Touch, is watched by 3.3 million viewers every week. He has produced Grammy Award-winning music and such films as Heaven is for Real, Sparkle, and Jumping the Broom. A master communicator, he hosts MegaFest, Women Thou Art Loosed, and other conferences attended by tens of thousands each year. Now here's a short description of the book, Instinct for Graduates, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and Face Your Unlimited Future. Bishop T.D. Jakes' Instinct skyrocketed to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Now this companion gift book, Instinct for Graduates, shows graduates of all ages how to unleash their God-given instincts and embrace the future with unlimited success. Instinct for Graduates encourages readers to thrive using their new diplomas and demonstrates ways to create a plan with clear direction for your life that makes the most of your potential, to make new friends and maintain or let go of old relationships, to choose and live with roommates, to form an adult relationship with your parents, cut the cord without tearing the relationship, to manage your finances and debt, to hunt for the right jobs, interview successfully and begin an outstanding career, to navigate the ins and outs of dating, relating, and getting married, and to embrace new adventures, to have fun and expand your horizons. Equipped with the wisdom of instinct, graduates will discover their potential, become equipped to succeed in every opportunity, and stride to confidently into the future. Now here's a brief review of the book, Instinct for Graduates, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and Face Your Unlimited Future. Graduation is a beautiful time for both the young and the old. A goal has been reached, a dream has come true. The long days, early mornings, and late nights of studying, reading, writing, and hearing lectures are over. With that diploma in hand, many are ready or at least prepared to change the world. In T.D. Jakes' Instinct for Graduates, readers are encouraged and empowered to use their education and new knowledge to make a profound difference in their homes, churches, schools, communities, and ultimately in the world. Supported by scripture, examples, personal stories, and Bishop Jakes' wisdom and insight, readers will understand many things that are not taught in a classroom, such as getting a vision, handling relationships, making good decisions, managing finances, and embracing new opportunities. Both young men and old men, young women and old women will benefit greatly from the words contained in this book and will see their life catapult forward in the right direction. We highly recommend this book. Visit T.D. Jakes online at www.tdjakes.org. Instinct for Graduates, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive and Face Your Unlimited Future is published by Faith Words. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Impossible by Building 429.
It takes a little time, it takes a little typical and be anything but usual. We know that there's no such thing as impossible, and nothing is unreachable when we trust the God of miracles. We know that there's no such thing as impossible. Typical and be anything but usual. We know that there's no such thing as impossible, and nothing is unreachable when we trust the God of miracles. We know that there's no such thing as impossible.
Next up today is Jermetra Hennington, author of Lord Help Me to Love Me. Here's a little information about Jermetra Hennington. Jermetra Hennington is the author of Trapped Inside of Me and the visionary of Fight for Your Life. Fight for Your Life seeks to empower individuals to endure life's challenges through the written and spoken word of God and through outreach. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Fight for Your Life reaches out to those saved and unsaved out of desire to pull down the strongholds that keep us entangled in the traps of the enemy. Now here's a short description of the book, Lord Help Me to Love Me. How do you view yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you see insecurities, anger, failures, or impatience? Do you believe in yourself and in your God-given abilities? Can you honestly say that you feel worthy of others' love and God's love, and that you are valuable to those around you? In our pursuit to obey God's command to love one another, we have failed to first learn how to love ourselves. Matthew 22:37-39 says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In Lord Help Me to Love Me, we begin to explore what lack of self-love looks like and how it is reflected in our lives. Further, God uses author Jermetra Hennington to help us understand what true love is and how we are to apply such love toward ourselves. As we become successful in loving ourselves, we will also become triumphant in loving others. Now here's a brief review of the book, Lord Help Me to Love Me. Many people have a pretty good understanding of what it means to love others. Spouses, children, family members, even business partners, co-workers, and teammates. Our view of love is often outward, and it should be. However, it is dangerous to love others to the neglect of loving oneself. Self-love is looked at in many ways from various perspectives. Some see it as a form of value and worth, while others see it as a close sign of selfishness. In Jemetra Hennington's latest book, Lord Help Me to Love Me, she takes readers on a journey of discovery, of understanding what true love is from God's point of view, and how to truly love both others and oneself. Using scripture and personal examples, readers will grasp what it means not to always focus on one's weaknesses, hurts, and pains, but how to mirror the joy of Christ by following the path of the Holy Spirit. Hennington shows readers how to let go of pride, the need for perfection, how to forgive, and the danger of yielding to unrealistic expectations. Jemetra should be applauded for her courage and grace to write such an important book. Those who embark on this 21-day journey will come away stronger, happier, and powerful. We highly recommend this book. Visit Jemetra Hennington online at www.fightformylife.com. Lord Help Me to Love Me is published by Tate Publishing. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Don't Let Go by Angel Sessions.
Chasing me,
chasing me,
found
Next up today is Ronnie Weller, author of Race Again, The Power of Faith and Family. Here's a little information about Ronnie Weller. Veronica Ronnie Weller was born and raised in Youngstown, Ohio. She now resides in Liberty Township with her husband Jim and two sons, Jimmy and John. For 11 years, she enjoyed teaching Confraternity of Christian Doctrine for St. Bernadette's Church in Masary, Ohio. CCD was the religion class she taught to children who were not in Catholic schools where religion was a main subject. Over the years, she has spent time volunteering at the Northeast Ohio Adoption Services in Howland for their two annual fundraising events and the Ronald McDonald House in Youngstown. When her and her family are not at a racetrack, she enjoys snow skiing and road trips across the country with her husband and friends. Her love for Jesus and her family is what she cherishes most in life. Now here's a short description of the book, Race Again, The Power of Faith and Family. An inspiring young man sets out to fulfill a dream of being a race car driver and lives that dream until one day his whole world stops, not only for him but for his family as well. A horrifying, life-threatening crash in the USAC Sprint Cup in Charlotte nearly took his life. With a strong commitment of his faith in God, his love for Jesus, and the prayers from everyone around him, a miracle happens and his life is spared. Being devoted to the Lord through a very traumatic time, the young man Jimmy Weller and his family were able to recover and start back on the path of racing again. From go-karts to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, this young man persevered, never giving up hope and following the call of the Lord. Now here's a brief review of the book, Race Again, The Power of Faith and Family. In the pages of Race Again, Ronnie Weller tells a powerful story of how faith in God and dedication to family can bring one through difficult situations. The book chronicles a story of how her son, Jimmy Weller's near-death car accident and his consequential journey to recovery helped him and his family to grow stronger in the Lord and ultimately led him back to a career in racing as a NASCAR driver. The details contained in this book are wonderfully written, and life principles are brilliantly scattered throughout each chapter. Readers will become aware of the power of prayer, believing when things seem impossible, and ultimately holding on to hope until it turns into miracles. We highly recommend this book. Race Again, The Power of Faith and Family is published by Mackey Productions. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, Dare You to Move by Switchfoot. God bless.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now.
welcome to the fallout. Welcome to resistance. The tension is here. The tension is here. Salvation is here.